Blog Talk Radio. Man could be, oh, now that's what we've been waiting for. Love. Black Power Radio, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar, your host this evening, coming from Ozone, accused in Florida, to L.A., a police execution in L.A. So we're picking you from the shores of the Atlantic to the Pacific and Black to the Bay. Today, right here on Black Power Radio. I'm just telling you, we're giving you more of what we listen to our radio for, and we're just so damn happy that you tuned in. Got all those folks right there in the nose bleeding seats way back up there. I see you drop top folks up there in the, way up there in the nosebleeders. On row number 10 got drop tops, drop top Jags and Maseratis in the audience tonight. Oh, but right here on the front row, we got smartphones, quickly followed by dumb phones. Right on the third row, we got Android, quickly followed by the paranoid phone. Whichever way you came in, buckle your seat belts tonight for another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh El Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, right here in Washington, D.C. And as we can see, oh, my, we have our co-host tonight on the Sunday night radio show. We got us some Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay on the Bay out in L.A. all the way up to, what, Sacramento, San Francisco, all up in Oaktown tonight. We're rocking from coast to coast, from Brooklyn to the San Diego Bay. We're rocking you all the way right here on Black Power Radio tonight. And we're talking about the, is this nation tired of police brutality? Has the public had yet enough? We have Ozone, who has been found, who was not found guilty of murder, and he should have walked, according to many sources. Now Florida seems to be making like a Commonwealth move, like you find in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, all up in the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia, will make loopholes, right, to make you guilty because their public scrutiny says you should be found guilty. If we can't get you there, we'll get you anywhere we can of a lesser charge. So we want to keep our eyes focused on Ozone in Florida. We need to free our man from captivity at this hour. And we want to look, take a look at Niles, California. Got a dead police officer in, is that the city or the township of Niles, California? There's manifested evidence that the public has had it with police brutality, abuse of power, and excessive use of deadly force. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, and we're going to rock you coast to coast as the most. We want to bring in our national minister of justice this hour with her take on the Florida execution, L.A. police and police execution at this hour. Black power and power to we the people. And welcome to Black Power Radio, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Black Power Radio. Black power?
Black power, black power. Greetings, black family. Am I coming through loud and clear, National Chair?
Oh, so damn that you came up in here loud and clear tonight. We can hear you loud and clear here at the studios. Black power.
Black power, black power. So there's a lot that transpired with Brother Othol Wallace, Brother Ozone. He was found guilty of a lesser charge of manslaughter. And as we mentioned before, he should have walked. But as we know with this justice system, we are either proven guilty until innocent or found dead on arrival. And unfortunately, they couldn't kill Brother Ozone in them streets. So unfortunately, they're trying to assassinate his character on all fronts. So just a little recap for those of you that know. Arthur Wallace was found guilty of a lesser charge of manslaughter and killing of Daytona Beach officer Jason Rayner, who we know in that area, Daytona Beach, Florida, is one of the highest concentration of KKK gatherings. That is no secret to anybody. So the fact that still, even through his trial, black family, that they did not show the whole entire video encounter of what transpired before Othol Wallace defended himself. We can say for sure that Jason Rayner approached him as he would, as we as black people would be approached by any officer, pulled over without warning, without reason or merit, asking, where are we going? Are you from around here? You know, the usual questions when they want to search for your papers. Well, on this day, June 23rd, 2021, Rayner crept up on the wrong person. Because you don't just ask random black people, show me your papers in whatever form that they'd like to ask. And right before Brother Ozone defended himself, the video of what Rayner did before he apprehended or tried to apprehend, first and foremost, it was talking about a stolen vehicle, that he might be driving a stolen vehicle. But when you look at the actual video questioning, stolen vehicle wasn't even a question. He was asked, do you live around here? So you see, it started off as race-based tactics, as these race soldiers normally do. This is what they're trained to do. They're trained to apprehend us and return us back to the plantation, whichever they feel. On this day, it seems as though Rayner was about to shoot Ozone right there. And you know, when that happened, no questions asked, it was justified, as they would put it. But because the tables of self-defense was turned, they didn't like that. Any picture that you see of our brother Ozone that they try to circulate, this mainstream media likes to portray and always say these comments, they want to see a pig's blood on his boots and try to put a disheveled pictures of brother Ozone, when that's not who he is whatsoever. We the people know the real deal of how they like to portray us, but we are not going to fall for this time the OPS. Now, there's 12 jurors, 5 men, 7 women, decided on second degree. They bypassed the second degree murder, which was punishable up to life imprisonment. So manslaughter, as it should have been, was the lowest charge Wallace was faced. But still, our brother is not released. They are still detaining him, caging him, making sure that he stays behind bars however long they feel so. But I tell you right now, the way things are looking, our brother Ozone should be out before we say just. No justice, no peace. He should be out before we know it. We are going to stand firm with Brother Ozone and make sure that he seeks the light of day and the support that he needs. So shout out to all of the supporters, and just give a special shout out to Queen Comrade Crystal Muhammad, National Chair as well. And she has been in the forefront and really organizing the efforts for us to really support Brother Ozone on every capacity. This should be on the tongues of all Black revolutionaries. Brother Wallace should be on the thoughts and minds and prayers of all our activists out here doing the groundwork. So we'll see and give you an update next Monday on the 25th, what will transpire with this manslaughter charge that they have given upon our brother Ozone. Now, when we say his prosecutor, we have Tim Probesco. Well, he had people that weren't really defending him or bringing out the evidence as much as needed, but it was good enough at least to drop down the original charge. But we still have a long ways to go. We still have a long ways to go. One thing that I am grateful for is that Brother Ozone is alive and breathing. And we can almost say for certain that's usually not the case when it comes to police brutality in any case. So attorney, during the cross-examination, the state assistant state attorney, Jason Lewis, confronted Wallace about the social media posts. Again, they did not produce, though, the questions or the moments before Rayner was about to take out his pistol and put our brother Ozone 6 feet under. Nobody wanted to bring that up, but they wanted to continue to slander him throughout the trial. But Brother Wallace, as we see, he was very demure, very professional when it comes to his facial expression, so to speak. There was no outburst. There was no disruption. He was the black man with pride, as he was sitting there and watching his fate and lie to Clay County Courthouse on Saturday, September 16th. So I'm going to hand the right back right to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and then we're going to give you some local updates concerning Los Angeles County Police Officer Colkin Broomer, Ryan Colkin Broomer, 30 years old, that was actually killed in Palmdale, 30 years old. Colkin Broomer was actually a third-generation police officer. His father was a sheriff, Los Angeles County Sheriff, and his grandfather was a Los Angeles County Sheriff. And we're going to cover the reasons why this particular death, which was he was killed on Saturday, September 16th, shot in the head while sitting in his car. This is all pointed to the finger of the political bodies, the County Board of Supervisors, these five women, Hilda Solis, Holly Mitchell, Janice Hahn, Catherine Barger. They are the ones that are responsible for Colkin Broomer's death, and we're going to explain why later on during the show. With that being said, Black family, stay tuned, and we thank you for tuning in to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power to the Queen out in L.A., our National Minister of Justice, who always gives us a thorough report, a thorough update, and giving you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. And we thank our Queen and the Queen Mother, Truth Bay, for her dedication, her hard work and sacrifice in making these things happen and making these broadcasts manifest, et cetera, and many other jobs that she does, including running out there as the Lieutenant Governor and then checking Maxine Waters as necessary and bringing housing to the homeless and bringing food to those who are hungry. And I'm just happy to be teamed up in here tonight and keep on the back burner. Excuse me, I swallowed wrongly, and please excuse me. But on that strength, keep on the front burner, in fact, the Haitian Revolution, and know that the people of Haiti are suffering from lack of just collective solidarity, oneness of purpose, and then just white exploitation. The European nation has just prided itself on how much they can pilferage from Haiti, how badly they can treat the Haitian people, and we should be priding ourselves on building up the Haitian people and building up those in need of assistance at this hour. And we know that our brother Ozone is one of those that need our support to bring him on out of that captivity and to free him from a beast that has no good intent towards brother Ozone whatsoever. And we know that he only acted in self-defense. He was not tracking down the police, not running them down. They were attempting to run down an innocent man. Go ahead. Someone said something.
Just shouting out, not guilty, sir. Not guilty.
Not guilty. And how do we find him? On the use of excessive force in the case of Ozone, Arthur Wallace. Guilty as charged for excessive use of excessive force and then malfeasance and abuse of their power. How do we find them on abuse of power at this hour? Guilty as charged. And how do we find them on the excessive malfeasance, excessive use of excessive deadly force around the city of what we all over Daytona Beach? I've got reports up to yin yang of how badly they are known for treating African Americans as real soul brothers out there at the bottom of their feet, all through Tampa Bay, all through Jacksonville, all of those suburbs. The further you drive into the suburbs, the worse the treatment of African people, especially the African man at this hour. So we don't want to go with no rose-colored glasses on in dealing and managing against the opposition when they have a system of white supremacy in place that degrades black people on a daily basis and abuses black men and women on a daily basis and abuses our black children in that region on a daily basis and put as many as they possibly can in the body bag on a daily basis. So we know what we're up against. We're just seeing how much the black people willing to sacrifice to give some insurance policy that we'll get our brother home and out of captivity at this hour. Just seeing how much are we willing to put up. To put, there's an ortho fund out there. Be sure to visit that fund and put some lean green into his black machine so he can pay for the service of the legal fees that are necessary to free him and have food, clothing, and shelter while he's doing what he has to do out there for him and the people that are connected to him and those that have been supporting him with their dollar to replace some of those dollars with your dollars. And that's what you give in sacrifice. That's what you give in charity towards Brother Ozone. We know that the divine power of the Almighty God will restore you with much better. He will give it to you tenfold if you just give it freely from what you love. Or God says there's none of you that truly believe God until you're willing to give freely from that which you love. I won't belabor that point tonight, but I do want you to know that there's strong support for our brother Ozone at this hour. And we know that Sister Crystal Muhammad is out there rounding up her troops and bringing in the support as well. So we're just happy about this whole situation surrounding our brother Ozone, that he has made it past the death penalty stage. They wanted to put him to sleep. They wanted to, but we didn't allow them to get away with that at this hour. And God did not have it that they would kill Ozone over self-defense. No, we'll bring up all of those troops that we have, all of our inertia for self-determination at this hour. So we're happy about this, as happy as Goldilocks that might have got stuck in a boot camp. And we're happy to have a 951 out there, and we're happy to have them on at 951 and 605. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Are you live at your mic, Black Power? At 951.
Black Power.
Oh, my, my, my. Look who we are.
My, my, my. How everybody doing?
We're
I hope
doing
everybody's
great,
doing
man.
Well today.
Yes, we're happy to have you on Black Power Radio.
I'm out here in Missouri trying to catch me another layaway. I know five mothers that need that help. We'll be going back to Sacramento, too, and taking a ride to Cali again, making that Riverside come back together because they're ready to sign them papers on that land. So all I want to say is to my comrades and my queens, Black Power, and I am a Black true revolutionary. Black Power.
Black Power. And to you and all Black true revolutionaries at this hour, we're happy to have all of you tonight on Black Power Radio. And we're going to switch it right up and give it back, or give it back to Queen Mother, and let her completely explain what's going on with Ortho, what's going on with the police execution or execution. We know that people are tired of this police brutality, and there are signs in the people, there are signs in the suburbs, in the urban areas, that they're not going to put up with this bullshit. Enough is enough, huh? And we're not going to take your stuff. We're going to hand it back to you sometime for the sublime. We have to give it to you from the blind side sometime and slip a punch like Pernell Whitaker and then boom, and then score a punch. You understand? This is how we have to do it today, toe-to-toe with the opposition. So I'll give you Black, our beloved sister. Let me see. I'll make sure that she's on air and right up in there, right up here. There we go. Get clear. Yes, Dr. Truth Bay is Black with us. There you go. Black Power. She's Black there with us. Black Power. Black Power. Yes. Truth Bay is Black live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. See, I'm hoping that if we did not make it to her. I've got a 405 in the interim. I got a 405-405. You're live. 405 at 721. At 405-721.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How is everyone doing this evening?
Is that Sister John?
Yes, sir. Black Wicked. Yes,
Black Wicked.
Sister
George
right here in Oklahoma City.
Go ahead, Oklahoma City. Talk
I'm,
Black
yes, sir. I'm happy to be here.
police.
And I'm eager and waiting patiently to hear everything Dr. Toothpay has to say, because that lady's okay with me. So whenever she's ready, but like you're saying, yes, as you used to say, we're sick and tired of being tired and sick, because you know it's no different. They've just rearranged things, but in a sense, sisters and brothers, we're still no better than slaves. We can't leave where we're going. I mean, they don't chop off our feet, but we're connected. We don't have anything to work with. And like the brother was saying a few moments ago, we got to make ourselves seen, heard, and known. All of the above. Because, you know, sitting around and waiting and depending and relying on others is never going to happen for us. Because the more they get, the more greedier they become. So they don't feel or they don't even think at this point that they owe anything to the African American. And now they're importing people from other countries who don't know anything about our plight, what we've experienced, what we go through on a daily basis. The only thing they see is not. So as long as they're looking at us as the have-nots, and they're trained, you know, I'm wondering, and, you know, as we are, the majority of us vote Democrat, we registered Democrat, we straight ticket. But my thing is, how come no one made a fuss when Ukrainians were in their countries and the people were getting on the buses, but they wouldn't allow the Africans on the buses. But now our country, the people that we represent, the people that we support, let them in here in the droves, and no one said, how come you didn't let those African Americans on the bus? How come you denied them entry? How come you denied them, made them have to go back and face the enemy? And you people getting safely, and it made me feel like back in the days when the prisoners of war sat in the good seats on the train while we're back there in the soot. So brothers and sisters, it's not a lot has changed for us, unless, like the brother said, unless we come along and cause some, like we did back in the day. We got to pull out that red, black, and green, and you got to know what it means. Come on, brother, you can help me out with this. We got to pull it out and get busy because get them berets and them leather coats out. It's about that time of year anyway. And we got to make some noise. We got to make some noise. The time is now. Black power.
Black power, black power. As you go black to Dr. Clinical Race True Faith, you can help out. What was the color of Honorable Marcus Messiah God? Red, black, and green. Was the colors of honor Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, red, black, and green. As we turn it right over to you right now, to Dr. Critical Truth Babe, black power for the red, black, and green. Black power. Let's see. Whoa. I'm hoping that it's on. Let me take another look. Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's see. Are you there now? Can you hear me, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bear? Are you there right online?
Yes,
you?
Black Power.
Okay, Black Power. And Will is coming right by. Introduce Will when you finish. Go ahead. Black Power.
Right on. So going into the news of update reparations, Ryan Coulter Brewer. Now, I mentioned before concerning reparations. Let's do an update concerning that. Now, the current state of reparations is as follows. There is still a bill that has to be written down, has to be completed by February 2024. However, we're not going to wait for politicians to draft a bill that should have been done 40 years ago. Nevertheless, this is a timeline in order for it to be considered by July of 2024, where the bills here, at least in the state of California, if they're not in by July, before July 1st, 2024, they cannot be considered for that year. So reparations was finalized on June 29th, 2023. If you have not checked out the final report, I encourage you to go to the Office of Attorney General, oag.ca.gov. That's oag.ca.gov. This is the California Reparations Task Force final report. 1,100 pages of goodness, I tell you, when it tells you the harm of what has caused us to request for reparations. Now, these are not just regular reports. These are reports that have been there since the beginning of time, since we have been mistreated for so long during the times of slavery from 1619 to the so-called revelation of release in 1851. But, of course, Jim Crow followed right behind that, and to this day, 2023, we have never really been free. We have always been subjected to police brutality, incarceration, ghettos, hoods, whatever you want to call it, deplorable educational systems, LGBT agendas, you name it. So at this point, we still have so-called separate but equal, and there's nothing equal about this. So we still have to see what happens with this reparations bill. Nonetheless, we are involved in helping draft the final piece as well. We do have Nikki Lucas, who is a senator in New York, that has drafted a version of her reparations for the people, as well as there's many others that have drafted one as well. Nonetheless, many people speculate, you know, with the way this governance has been operating, that we are not to see reparations. My question to you, Black family, is that if you are a descendant of slaves and you are listening to this broadcast and you have not traced your lineage as of now, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait for an outcome of reparations to start tracing your lineage. Do it now. If you have records or if you don't have records, this is the time where you need to really be on top of your genealogy. When it does come down to reparations, we are going to make sure that it is lineage-based, meaning descendants of slaves. Many other nationalities, everybody else got their reparations. We had discussed this many, many, many times. Even the slave owners received their reparations immediately afterwards. And this is what Haiti is going through right now when it comes down to reparations. So here in the United States of America, we have yet to see a monetary redress of the harm that was done to us. So what are we requesting, Black family? It is $5 million per descendant of slaves, as well as land. Land, land, check, check, land. That's it, and that's all. So stay tuned as we could give you the updates and the briefings on what to transpire when it comes to the case of reparations. Now, on October 16th in D.C., we should have a demonstration concerning no reparations 2023, no black folks 2024. And this is only one of many tactics that we must, not even can or if you want, it's a must that we have to act in this fashion, Black family. We are too sleepy when it comes to this democratic plantation. We have allowed these oppressors to get away with literal murder of the future of our children. So we cannot remain idly by this hour to continue to allow the same oppressors to run a race scot-free without taxes that we have worked hard and paid the man just as the same. But what do we have in return? Nothing but an empty promise and some shackles. So I don't think we need to approach 2024 in this fashion, but it's all up to you, Black family, on how we approach. Now, reparations, as we mentioned before, is not only a United States issue, but it is an issue when it comes to Haiti. As our national chairman just mentioned, Haiti has been going through reparations since 1671. Haiti, as you know, was part of the island of Hispaniola, before it came to Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Now, Dominican Republic was never overran by France, only Haiti's portion. And because we dared to say no more ruling from the French pigs that treating us like garbage, then we must fight. And that's what we did. Jean-Jacques Dessalines leading the charge and Duty Bookman. And sure enough, in 1804, we became the first free black republic. Now, in 2023, unfortunately, the United States, when it came down to reparations from France to Haiti, the United States did not fight and defend Haiti. In fact, they partnered with France to continue to steal Haiti's resources. Now, you've seen the movie Black Panther. When it comes to uranium, that's exactly what Haiti has as one of the most richest resources there. Cocoa, coffee, sugar, amongst some of the exports that Haiti was thriving on. But uranium, where aluminum, copper, this is one of the most precious minerals that Hillary Clinton herself, that witch that came in 2016 with the Clinton Foundation, decided to have her brother over these mining. And eventually, she eventually killed her brother when he tried to rat her out. So Hillary Clinton, running free, almost made her president. She's running around with no accountability. That is thanks to you, USA, to us complacent in allowing the enemy to do whatever. But I tell you this, the time will come when the chickens are going to come home to roost. And so right now, Haiti is beyond devastation due to the gangs that have mobilized, due to the poverty written in 90% of Haiti's population, the African population, not the mulattoes. The mulattoes actually run Haiti, and they partner with the French and the United States to keep Haiti oppressed. And I'll tell you now, you're going to listen to it right here on Black Power Radio, straight from the horse's mouth. As a descendant of slaves, also as a Haitian descendant, we know the key players that are behind the scenes when it comes to Haiti's demise. First and foremost, we're going to mention, is Brian Nichols. That's right. Brian Nichols is the U.S. Secretary of State concerning Western Hemisphere affairs. He has been led the charge by the Biden administration to lead concerning a repair of Haiti's governance. And to this day, this Negro has not responded to a damn thing. So Brian Nichols, we're coming for you, sir. If you do not respond within the next 30 days on the solutions that many Haitian activists have tried to send to you concerning what we need in Haiti. We know that there's a lot of money that you're making to keep Haiti poor, but I plead to you, Brian Nichols, that if you know what's good for you, I suggest you toe the line and meet with the people to repair Haiti the right way, because we are the original revolutionaries. That's right. So you don't want to continue to play with the fate of a people that just want to live. Damn it, we just want to live. Oh. Last but not least, before we round it off to our youth minister, Brother Will out of Maryland, did mention the Los Angeles sheriff that was killed on Saturday. This is Ryan Colkin Broomer, third generation police officer. He was discovered unconscious outside Palmdale Sheriff Station. And if you know about L.A. County, Palmdale and Lancaster are on the northern part of L.A. County, about 6 hours away from Los Angeles. Cook and Boomer was rushed nearly 10 miles away to Antelope Valley Medical Center in Lancaster, where he was listed in critical condition before he succumbed to his injury. I'm assuming at this point, people and bystanders that said, and Sheriff Luna, stated that he was targeted because he was in uniform sitting in his car. The gunman remains at large as of Sunday morning. So to this day, the person that is responsible for the death of Ryan Kolkenbrumer is still at large. But I tell you right now, they're going to have a hard time looking for this gunman, because the people that they should be looking at is the local politicians. And this is where we're going to give you in depth of this particular situation next Sunday when it comes out where the data is for L.A. County. The reason why I bring this up is because Kolkenbrumer, even though that he is a white supremacist, that it is the policy of our local governance that allows us to live in mayhem. That's why I say it's not a gunman that they should be looking for. It is a local Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. These five ladies have done not a damn thing for the people. We have a $60 billion budget. That's right. I didn't say million black families. Los Angeles County is a $60 billion county budget, one of the most powerful counties in the nation. And yet, black people are living in deplorable conditions. We're living in squalor. Black businesses don't receive the support they need. They make sure that we are jail-based. School-to-prison pipeline is inevitable. So the county, as we know, counties nationwide are the dirtiest of all cities when it comes to living conditions for blacks. And this is where the rubber must meet the road. So on Tuesday, Black Family, I will be attending the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. I will give you an update on this particular report, because we need to educate Los Angeles County constituents on the real reason why nobody is safe. Nobody is safe, but it all points down to politics. And with that being said, we're going to relinquish the mic to our youth minister, our chairman of Maryland, Brother Will. Comrade Will, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, Minister of Justice. Appreciate everything you do and your hard work, same as Council Chairman. But I would like to start with, for our youth, I need the elders and adults to keep telling our youth to go to these city and county council meetings, because obviously young people aren't there. And we need to be there talking to the people that's on the board on what they're going to do for us. Like, where's the programs? Where's the community centers? Where's all that? If y'all want, you know, juvenile crime to stop, where's the jobs and programs for us? If it ain't nothing out here, then what you think, what else we going to do? And I feel like also we just need a lot more support. I know it's a mix of the youth doesn't want to listen, and whatever elder or adult is talking, they shouldn't be talking, because they're not the right person to listen to. They're not the right messenger. Because we do have that, too. And also, for the New Black Panther Party, we need to get our free breakfast program back. And, you know, in the cities that's needed most, definitely the most, in our poor neighborhoods that's predominantly black, we need that, like, right now. Because it's some kids that don't eat. And, you know, they got, you know, that's another reason why kids is robbing and they being outside all day, because they ain't got nothing to eat or nothing to do. And if, you know, we showed our head and we had people in the community volunteer to, you know, to put up some money or just bring out some food and just feed the kids and have them play. I mean, they're supposed to be kids. That's what they're supposed to do. And we need to get them out to the public school system, because that ain't going to work. We need them to have an Afrocentric on somebody online with the mute. We need to get our kids in Afrocentric schools and get them out the public school system, because whatever they're learning, it ain't going to work. So we need to teach our own children what they need to be learning. And they definitely need to know their history. And another thing I'll get to is we need more Stop the Violence events so we can protect our children from, you know, the gun violence, the pedophiles in the community. We need a whole Stop the Violence thing. We need more of these events. We need more Stop the Violence events for our youth and our kids. And also, definitely transportation for the kids that can't get to school. Even if they do got to go to public school, then definitely to make sure, you know, like back then in the community, if that mother or father couldn't take their child, you know, then you take them. And you just drop them off to school if they got to go to public school, if that's the choice you got to make. We need that because kids need to be doing something in school. They need to be learning something, you know, because them being a child, they got to learn socially, because that's pretty much what education is. Pretty much who you learn it from socially, to shape you and what you know learn in life. So I need my elders, I need my adults, to implement a program or just start small and help out these kids or even play with the kids. I know some kids want to play. They want somebody to take them to go play basketball, football. I'm pretty sure we actually got too much of that. We probably honestly need to be reading more than that. But kids do need to get outside and actually be a kid, because there's still some kids that's out here that's supposed to be an adult, and that psychologically hurts the kids. But I'm not going to say no much longer. I'm going to turn over the mic. Thanks for letting me speak. Black Power.
Right on, Black Power.
The Black Power, the Chairman Will, and all of those that are in the network in the Baltimore. They have a new sister on both teams out there working hard in the city of Baltimore to bring about the right image for the Panther and the city of Baltimore and county, Baltimore County and PG County. And there are several other counties that are where we dominate. And I think Maryland has a black governor, black city mayor, and some things that are going in our favor at this hour. And a few small townships that our brothers in the hood and sisters in the hood have got it started. They got some WeThePeople.gov over there. They got the one in a million crew. There's a few of them out there, Brother Farouk and those involved with the Hancock, Georgia project and Alto, Texas projects and outside of Wilmington, Delaware projects. And we're just moving forward at this hour for our own .gov. We don't need any advice from the opposition. Look at the corruption. You got to keep on freeing the president of criminal charges. You need to think about the mentality you've been duped into. You got to go free both presidents from criminal charges. Both of those are prudent, hardened, cold-blooded criminals. And we should be walking away from that form of socialism, that style of politics. It has totally exhausted its usefulness for we the people. And I will return that mic. We'll be giving it back to Truth Mayor. Sister Joyce, you got something else on the front line before we go to Truth Mayor? There's some lines out there that are tied up. I've got to untie a few lines. But are you there, Sister Joyce or Truth Bay? at this hour.
Right on.
For Black Power. Black Power. They both shined in. Black Power to y'all.
Black Power, do we have any callers coming in? Want to hear from our Black listening audience the issues with law enforcement, what we need to do to not only eradicate this issue, but how can we police ourselves? I think this is the question that remains, or else we will continue to hear more issues concerning injustice when it comes to apprehension, traffic stops, walking down the street, minding your own business. There's just so much that we have gone through corrupt police officers, from corrupt policing, that we need to find a solution concerning how we move forward with that. So this is what I like to hear from our people. What is the solution for policing ourselves? What are we putting in place so we don't have to continue to be subjected to unjust thoughts by these race soldiers?
Dr. Truth, I think you have something in your background. If you could, yeah, if you could crush the background noise. Are you there now? Okay, that sounds much better. Are you still online? You still live? Okay.
Yes, I'm still live. Black Power.
Okay, go right ahead. You got a little something in the background on the black drop. Go ahead.
And that was just announced. It's just a public question. I want to inquire concerning what is the solution for proper policing in our black neighborhood. That's what I need to hear. I need to hear from my people nationwide. How do we stop the continued harassment by these race soldiers? Do we learn our rights, or do we continue to be complacent and be subjected to their jurisdiction? Black Power.
Black Power. Are you black here, Sister Joyce? You black with us? Let me see. Sister Joyce out in Oklahoma City. Black Power?
Black Power, sisters and brothers, here I am.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You know, you know, they talk about overt and covert operations, and they're talking about, you know, to steal another vote and how to vote. You know what I do believe? They still trying to count us as three-fifths of a person. Because if you think about it, if we three-fifths, five-fifths will make three people. So perhaps if they counted the votes like that, maybe they did win. But see, they're still trying to live under a time that's already passed. A vote is a vote. People is a vote. There are no three-fifths of people. We are one. And we're going to be about the business of showing you how one we really are, because we're going to get back to where we used to be. You know, I sometimes I think about when probably was the best era. When was the best time in this country for coloreds, Negroes, African Americans, burrheads? When was the best time for us in this land, sisters and brothers? I'm gonna of course say the '60s. Because that's about the time when our voices were heard, and then here come them damn hippies. But if we could have stayed on our path, we'd be much further along today. Black Power.
Black Power. Let me see where we are. Yeah, Black Power, beloved Sister Joyce. You know that that is a challenge that we must meet when you find that the 60s, the Panthers had made some moves, civil rights had made some moves, jobs were becoming a little more plentiful after there's a great interruption in our progress. The war is fulfilling some of the promises of the Emancipation Proclamation. And after Jack Yates and his moves that caused us to bring about the Juneteenth in Texas, and now gradually that Juneteenth is all over the country. And in many parts of the world, people celebrate on Juneteenth because that's a pivotal point towards the abolishment of a peculiar brand of enslavement that has affected black people in a very peculiar way. And it still affects us, what has been done to us, the things they attempted to do, to say what is influencing their inclination to do dastardly deeds to black people. And then what we're doing to overcome or to get over it, to get past it, is to distance ourselves from the Mediterranean idealism, distance ourselves from the Mediterranean man and woman and child, to free us from this peculiar brand of enslavement, modern enslavement. I might add that the chains of psychological slavery with Dr. Naeem Akbar did a magnificent job in several books pointing out what we must do to overcome these psychological chains that bond us, that bind up the people, to break the chains of psychological slavery in America and many parts of the world, throughout the Caribbean, throughout the diaspora, and many other parts of the world where African people find themselves under a certain modern-day enslavement. And I have been born, I've been born to free us from all forms of enslavement. This is the job that I've come to do today. All praise is due to Allah. So we're happy to be here on Black Power Radio and to give you more of what you actually listen to radio for and to bring all of those fractions together for Black Revolution. So they said, what did the sister say? Sister Shannon, know what we're talking about? I am a Black revolutionary. And that's great to say that I am a true Black revolutionary. That's good to add truth to the front of that. There's no problem with that at all whatsoever. But to work towards even greater productivity in the way of Black revolution. This is our most productive avenue of our development, is to work on truth and true Black revolution. And truth will set us free. We know ye the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Know ye Black revolution, and you'll be free indeed. I'm just happy to be here as a Black revolutionary to turn up the volume on Black revolution and turn down the volume on all brands of Mediterraneanism. In the Eurocentric value system, we must distance ourselves from the Eurocentric values and then embrace our family value system, our culture, and our own politics, science, and business systems. We had developed business systems. We were doing business long before Columbus. They had a book called They Came Before Columbus. We were doing it at least 1,000 years. We have graveyards here dating back 1,000 to 2,000 years before Columbus. So they can stop all the hoopla, if you say it by Ronald Reagan standards. Stop all the hoopla by the man who signed the Dr. Martin Luther King bill into law and said that you will tick off a day, that government will stop this day for the Honorable Martin Luther King Jr. And it was a cracker named Grease Man that said that if you kill one civil rights leader and get a day off, why not kill 5, 7 civil rights leaders and take the whole goddamn week off? And for that, they banned him. He's underground, still doing the dastardly deed, underground, still being a cold-blooded white nationalist underground. And if Rush Limbaugh was here, he'd be a cold-blooded underground white nationalist as well. And all of them are a team. They're in cahoots together. We must distance ourselves from all brands of colonialism and all brands of white nationalism and white enslavement and all brands of African plantation or African black plantation enslavement, because all Africans was no slave here, and all Africans were not pan-African this year. So you have to understand and be clear as to what we're doing. You must be knowing which way we're going. because they got a certain brand of people trapped, and they're never knowing which way they're going. But I say, my. Oh, we sure look good tonight. Saying black power, black power. Are we black, Critical Truth Bay? I don't know if she's black with us. I hope so. Let's see. Okay. Are you black, Brother Will? Are you there in Baltimore? Try to rotate the mic to Brother Will in Baltimore. Are you out there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Well, you just dropped like on the road.
Are you on the road at this hour? Okay, well, black power. You.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the road at this hour, yeah.
Yes, sir. We're happy to. It's not an unusual position for Brother Will. Out there on the road again. Ain't it good to be on the road again?
On the road.
Where is Dr. True? I think you have to take it from there, Dr. True. Yeah, I think that's her. Is that her? Black
can
power.
You hear me, people? Black family.
You got
yes.
a little bit of echo
Black
in your chamber, but I can put up with it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let me switch this up because we got it. Yeah. How about now, Black family? Can you hear me?
Are you clear? You're loud and clear here on Black Power Radio.
All right. So, Rasheem Carter, this is our second portion. We're going to go over the family man whose body was found in Mississippi. This is the most recent findings of Rasheem Carter. Now, National Chairman, you remember Rasheem, 25, that was last seen October 2nd? And he was found decapitated in a pig's pen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What are we doing to these three that violated his boss, particularly? Have they seen the light of the jail cell yet?
No, ma'am.
So we still have to find out in Kellersville if we have any upcoming supporting events there. Rasheem Carter is not to be forgotten, Black family. He told his mom right before he was killed that his bosses was trying to get him. And lo and behold, there is not 1 ounce of accountability concerning Carter's family. So what does Benjamin Crump, someone who murdered Rasheem Carter, we can't let them get away with this. And so this is the same as we state that this will happen over and over again without self-determination. You see, in 1966, the Panther Party was created specifically for us to be free of oppression. But this required organization, Black family. We must be organized to the T, to the point where our young people have structure. Now, I want to hear from Brother Will and tell us from Maryland, precisely what do the young people need, not only in Maryland, but nationwide? And what are we not doing as a unit, as a society, as a people? We the people are not to be taken lightly. We are the blueprint. Black Power Radio is a medium that gives you information that you won't hear any other ways. Yeah. National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar has been fighting in the front lines for over 50 years. Yes? Is
yes.
that safe to say?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And so here we have a youth platform, and where most of our kids here in LA, they say, I want to have a podcast. I want a YouTube channel. And I said, okay, how much are you going to make from that? What is your channel about? Most of it's about video games. I take that. But the fact that there are no resources for them to create these spaces, real-time 3D, artificial intelligence, this is the wave of the future. But are we prepared, Black family? Are we honestly saying that when our beautiful cubs walk out that door and go to a school, are they going to return with knowledge that's going to empower them
when they become adults? And if we know so, where are the institutions? So our Minister of Education, Dr. Umar Johnson, he's been working on opening the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy for almost a decade. And this is where we need brothers and sisters like you who want to help teach and mentor to help open FDMG schools nationwide with Dr. Umar Fatoule. No more Johnson and the plea to that. But Mr. Umar Fatoule, which we'll have him on November's Black Power Radio guest, special interview to hear from beginning to end. The man with the mission, with the Marcus Garveyite persona unlike any other. This man here has wonderfully, eloquently put together a book for parenting and wanted to show that psychologically our children, our black children, are being groomed for school to prison pipeline. They tell us we have to medicate our kids. We have PTSD, ADHD. And yet, some of us, we actually go through this and have our kids go through this elementary school, high school, junior high, LGBTQ, everywhere, everywhere. And it's okay to be gay, but don't push it. Don't make it an agenda. We preserve black families. We are man, woman, child. We preserve the right to stay empowered in our blackness. As Adam Clayton Powell says, black is beautiful, baby. And the real melanated, the ones who created everything, are the ones that still don't own anything. So how do we change that? We start right here. So if you want to help donate to the revolution, $77Bakers, we're baking a cake of freedom. And we want to give you a price. See, we have to offer. That's not written down. And yet we disseminate, we're on Zoom calls, we're on platforms. But where is the plan of action, Black Power? We want to hear from you. So one thing that we're doing right here on Black Power Radio, we're launching a youth literacy program October 21st in Sacramento. We have an investors forum. And we would like for every single one of you who are about empowering our black youth through reading and creative labs, literacy, performing arts, creative arts. We're looking for the best and brightest students from the ages 11 to 24 who are interested in creating their own 3D animation, film festivals, music producing, real estate, NFT, arts, like I'm talking about real. Creative arts, murals, painters. We have some of the best and brightest talent out here, but we have to also have resources for our young people to thrive in. So as far as these liquor stores and churches that's on every corner, on Martin Luther King Boulevard, anywhere USA, it's the center of the black experience. So we say today, we want to say, I'm a black revolutionary. And here, yeah. And the first step of the Black Revolutionary is to stay forth with a mission. So if you're listening today, that's a start. Right here every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. We want you to call in 515-605-9889 and tell us what's on your mind. We want to talk about politics and real-time issues. You know, some of us may be Facebook activists right here on Black Power Radio. We know that you are boots-to-the-ground soldiers. So we're going to have a different perspective. We want you to come in and tell us what is your mission for the youth in your life. Who do you want to nominate? The young person that to become president. Who do you think could be the next mayor, councilperson, the senator, assemblyman, the governor, or even a vice president? So I put my hat in for those who may know. for Lieutenant Governor of California. And being a native from LA, it's personal that we need to see Black experience, especially through Hollywood, movies, images of films like Boys in the Hood, Juice, Friday, New Jack City. These films, especially from Mario Van Peebles and directors in that Blaxploitation era, you know, it has done a lot of damage on how the world views us, as though we want to tell our stories, but more importantly, do we live by that today? Now, I want to tell you a story. When I was actually going on vacation a couple of years ago, this was to Italy at one point. 1997. I can remember sitting next to, plane was full, an Asian gentleman, and the flight was maybe 16 hours. And this guy was watching movies, I kid you not, back to back on New Jack City and Juice and South Central, back to back. And they learned what the Black experience is nationwide through film, through media. So while it is showing Black experience, it's also putting a negative image as like drill music, Sukiana, which we're not going to explain, Dr. Umar, right? That meeting, Sukiana, twerking on all fours, that's a whole different story. But we need to have more experience like Tyler Perry, studios that are telling our stories, institutions. We can't speak about it. We gotta do it. You know, so we encourage you to participate in land acquisition. Land acquisition where you take property. There's empty spaces in our backyard every day. Make sure you find out what's going on with it and turn it into a safe space for youth. Turn it into a resource center, a meeting place, a council chambers for your neighborhood, housing, homes and apartments. These are the things that we need to proactively, Black family, accomplish. And that's really what the blueprint is. The blueprint is within you. You are uniquely made and wonderfully. And as we must also spiritually be grounded, we have to remember revolution is 90% mentality and 10% physical. So we want to honor God in everything that we say and do. We want to show honor, peace, and respect, and good neighbor, faith, and love to your brother. As easy as it may sound, that's really what's lack. You know, we all going, you know, through COVID, and, you know, how many of us gone through so much in the last 2-3 years, readjusting through many losses of children, subjected to daily intolerances. Every day that we don't proactively move towards this plan that we're telling to you right now with our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, gives you the blueprint every week. Say, no reparations 2023. No Black vote 2024. And we stand by that. So on October 16th, if you're in D.C., we definitely need you out. This is the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, if you remember that, in 1990. And yet that march was successful in the sense that Black men came together and made a pledge to be better leaders in the community, to build it up. But at the same token, it also created almost 160,000 new votes for the Democratic plantation, who to this day haven't done zero. Where's my horn when we need it? We have no sound effects tonight. Sorry, folks. But, you know, the Democratic plantation that hasn't done anything. And so now we want to commemorate that time. And instead of Million Man, it's going to be the Million Youth, Million Family, Million Black People, however you want to call it, but just come out and support the fact that we need self-determination. So if you choose to vote, in your elections coming up 2024. We'll definitely give you the updates here on the national level. Locally, we have governors going to be in 2026, but we're going to cover some LA politics in the next couple of weeks concerning Los Angeles City Council elections. And this is going to be very, very interesting, family. Now, if anyone knows about LA City, it is probably one of the most corrupt city council in the nation, but it is what it is. And so people like Marquise Harris Dawson and Karen Price has a hut that covers majority of the black population in LA. It's telling that these upcoming elections, we don't have resources still. Now, whose fault is that? I'd say it's both. Our complacency by continuing to vote. And Brother Philip Scott, shout out to Brother Philip Scott. You should listen to his podcast. Tells the truth. No matter how much, and Kamala Harris said to your face, Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Kamala says, I'm not just doing anything for just black people. And, you know, she cackled and laughed about that afterwards. These are things that they tell us, and yet they're president and vice president. So I say you, do we stay on the course of complacency, or do we follow the path of common sense? And I think majority would take the latter, right? We are hardworking, strong, intelligent, the most applicable race, nation of people. We are the original man, black family. Don't ever forget your purpose. Don't forget your authority. But we will also walk in excellence and organize like never before. So I applaud you right here from the desk of the Department of Justice. We could not be here if it wasn't for you. So we want to teach policy to our young people. We want to make sure that they know their level of government, the legislative, judicial, and the executive branch. It's important that we start from the beginning. And in 1776, we were not even considered human. We were still property. So what is our new bill for 2023? As we say before, no reparations. 2023, no black vote, 2024. And so we'll get some dates for our national chairman concerning Washington and beyond and some of the trips to represent Taylorsville and Rasheem Carter. And not to forget our Queen Mother, I don't know if she's been on the line, Queen Mother Beverly Reese. Coming up is the anniversary of our beloved Lavelle Lane, whose body was stolen by Spartanburg Sheriff's Department last year in the detention center. And so like many others, as we have spoken before, Spartanburg has maybe over 30 deaths of this very detention center that should be holding people, not killing us. And so Lavelle Lane, we want to honor him. October 3rd will be exactly 1 year to the day that we are currently seeking justice for Lavelle. We're in the process of serving the jail detention center officers in detail, and Chuck Longwright will definitely see the jail cell before time comes. That is a promise. So we want to give honor to Queen Mother Beverly Reese family, Andy, Andrea, and know that Lavelle is in our hearts and minds every day. And so if you do have a loved one as well that has been, life was cut short, you want to honor them. We want you to come, call in 515-605-989. Tell us your story. We want to hear the legacy and continue it on. So as you continue to be here on Black Power Radio, we're going to relinquish the mic back to our national chairman, Shaykh Imam Akbar. And we want to say we love you, Black Power, and then never forget who you are. Power to the people.
Black power and power to the people. I want to thank Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay for her dedication, hard work, sacrifice, and making these radio broadcasts happen and making justice happen for those that would otherwise not receive justice, giving a voice to the voiceless and giving a home to the homeless. We must stand up for Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay for the work that she does on the ground on a daily basis in feeding those that are hungry. And you notice I didn't say homeless, but feeding those who just simply want a meal. And that's a strong thing to do in the sight of those that are walking past the homeless in massive restaurants throughout L.A., D.C., and Columbia, South Carolina, and Atlanta. The restaurants are throwing out more food than it would take to feed the homeless on a daily basis. I wanted to check on a line that's been there forever. There's a 312 out there, 312 at 538, 312-538. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Peace and Black Power, brothers and sisters, and reparations. This is Switchblade. How you doing?
Black Power to the Switchblade in the house, and a strong Black Revolution. I don't know. We can't make the horns play tonight, but I'm a bum 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 bum. Switchblade, Black Power.
Black Power, brothers and sisters. Thank you again, Sister Dr. Truth Bay. You are a mentor to me. I guess I will be part of the younger generation that is moving the Black movement forward. And it was a question that intrigued me that you were asking us on how we're going to reach our children to become the future Black revolutionaries or at least stay on code. And you know me, I work with children and parents, and the best way that I can relate to children is I ask them, where are they at? How do they look at the world? You know, what do you see yourself as? What do you think is going on? What do you like or what do you don't like about what's going on? And you meet them from there. And the most important thing that we can teach our children is our history of our greatness, our legendary heroes that made sacrifices for us to be in a position that not only we're in, but other groups that take advantage of our blood, sweat, and tears from our ancestors. So one, the two points I wanted to make before I land my plane. Number one, meet your child, meet the child where they're at, and grow from there. Spoon feed them until they want more. And the second is definitely, most importantly, to know our history so we know how to move forward to our future. And I pass the mic back. Peace and Black Power.
Right on. Can you tell us where you're calling from?
Chicago. Switchblade from Chicago.
Chi-town. Is this just a Switchblade? Ting, ting.
Thank you, sis.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. Yes, one of the hardest revolutionaries in Chicago, Sister Switchblade. She's actually been attending city council, spoke truth to power. I mean, it's powerful. We got to show up in numbers. And so as we continue to mobilize, what I do encourage is that you attend your local city council. So find out wherever you live, attend it. It's very important. If you haven't been there before, this is where your money's going. These are the people that's running your neighborhood. So if it's effed up where you're at, you go to the source and say, hey, county board of supervisor, ABC, LA City or City Council so-and-so. You could also attend your state legislative meetings if you live near a capital of your state. But it's important that we must be proactive politically. Now, the NAACP started out as even 19 plus. I get these states mixed up. But anyway, the NAACP, National Advancement for Colored People. We all know about this organization. It is so-called fighting for Black rights and blah, blah, blah. But inevitably, NAACP has garnered so much reparations for self-power that we have not seen a dime in the community. So when it comes to NAACP, it started on political science. Why they were so successful to this day is because of political science. So W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, they both had the same views on how to mobilize the thought process of economics into the black dollar. Same thing like Dr. Claude Anderson. You really need to look into black labor, white wealth. It tells you precisely the hierarchy to keep us as black people as the permanent underclass. And because of this, we must, in essence, have a plan of action to counteract that. As much as I love Dr. Claude Anderson, I listen to him and many other scholars as well, but Dr. Claude used to work for the U.S. Department of Education. So he was on a federal level for many, many years. And the thing is, many of our mentors are not leaving this legacy for these youth to say, well, this is what you need to do. They tell us, well, this is what happens. This is where we are. We are viewed as this. Well, you say, okay, what is the solution? And then you hear crickets, right? So this is where we want to turn that around, black family. And it really is self-determination. That is what we stand on. That is who we are. We are black power all day. We are unapologetically black. It is so overwhelming, gets you tongue-tied. But overall, this is where we have to start turning the table. And again, organization is the key. So political science, Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois. They said, this is how we can monopolize the black dollar. And yet, these black cases throughout the year is more towards people of color, which is Jews, Jewish, Latinos, whoever, whites is running NAACP. So this is where we have to say we cannot continue to be pimped or titled. Yet if we don't stand firm in these political spaces and fill the rooms of these city council chambers, the county supervisors, there's power in numbers. And that is how we can overcome. So I encourage you, black family, look into your local city council, attend it. If you can't be there, usually the great thing about technology, you could also attend it online. So if you're not able to be there in person, you could attend or at least listen in on the agenda items. It's important that you understand how they speak in order for us to say, well, this is a resolution or is this a motion to pass? Okay, well, if you see that there's condominiums being built in your neighborhood without your consent, chances are it went through a city council, but if you're not there, you won't know. So these are the spaces where I urge you, black family, that we must dominate. So attend the local city council. And I will update you on next Sunday, Black Power Radio, on the 24th, the Los Angeles City Body Council. That is why Hollywood is here. Art imitates life. It is so much scandal. Just to keep it square with you, LA City Council is so corrupt that we have 4 politicians that were indicted in the last 3 years. Okay, that is beyond unmeasurable. And what are they indicted for, black family? They're indicted for pay to play. Something where you get paid by a developer a couple of $1 million to build this, casino, without any red tape. So these are the things that Los Angeles City Council, Mark Riley Thomas and Jose Weezer and Michael Englander, these are people you can look up, right? You can Google their names and say, yep, disgraced LA City Council member. Now, being raised here, I'm biased. So I get to say straight up, this city is ran by thugs. And so how do we change that? Right here in LA, we're starting a youth program. And in Sacramento, we have our headquarters working towards Youth Creative Lab. So this is where we'll give you the information all throughout Black Power Radio in the next couple of weeks. So please listen in on how to register a student for this exclusive creative lab. We're launching in January 2024. It is virtual, so therefore it is eligible for any youth between the ages of 11 and 24 nationwide. And so what are the requirements? They have to want to do coding, learn 3D animation, or any of the creative arts. So chances are there are auditions, there are projects coming up, theater plays, commercials, podcasts, you name it, and they'll be mentored by celebrities. So this is why we need to continue to tune in on Black Power Radio, because there are going to be such great surprises coming up. I can't wait to see you in 2024. We're going to have some awesome guests, but one of my favorite ones that I'm looking forward to in November is with Dr. Umar Infatunde. That's right, the man, the beast, the legend that has supported and encouraged great Black parenting will be with us in November, and we'll see him and hear things and know things that you may not have known. And the update with the FDMG school also is going to be exciting, and there will be a virtual version. So you heard it right here first on Black Power Radio, FDMG school. Online school is one option as well. So if you are a teacher, retired, if you have worked in the educational system, we encourage you to listen in, because there are opportunities that we're recruiting as well. Continue to look for great legacy builders. So this is where the opportunity will be open for us to create new jobs in high tech and be self-sufficient. And that's what is called self-determination. So with that being said, you know I like to be long-winded with a long story longer. I'm going to pass it right back to our national chairman, Sheikh Mohammed Akbar. We thank you again for listening to Black Power Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do, and just being so inclusive and putting all those elements in, keeping things in the midst, keeping our awareness level, keeping us with the proper updates to remain balanced as a leadership, as a institution here in the hills and in the smells of North America. So we're just happy as Goldilocks that just got stuck in the boot camp here at Black Power Radio and moving the soldiers, moving the troops forward. It's on to Mississippi. All roads lead to Taylorsville, Mississippi on October the 14th. I want everybody to be there, be square. Again, invite your friends, your loved ones. Even if you got enemies and they happen to be in the revolution, make sure you let them know, update them to October 14th to be in Taylorsville, Mississippi. We're going to be throughout the region doing various maneuvers on those dates. October 13th, that's Friday the 13th, and the Saturday the 14th, we'll be in Taylorsville. But prior to that, on the 13th, that Friday, we want to put some opposition and some bad luck as much as we can in the region. So we know all our troops will be gathered up in the region of Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, all around Arkansas, Oklahoma, can come on in, chime in from Memphis. Come on, bring your troops on in. Bring them in from all parts of Louisiana, Arkansas. You might as well get Florida and low Georgia, Alabama. Come on in, Alabama. Don't be afraid. The water's fine. You got Sheikh El Imam Akbar on the line. So Black Power, we're going to be there. Or you can be damn it square.
Black
but, you know, be where the action is on that damn front line. And keep our brother Ozone on a warm front burner, because this man has been exonerated, at least from what he was charged with. I mean, there's no saying that you use exoneration once you've been convicted, but this is how they do it. They convict us first in the public's opinion. They give you a trial in the journalists and the news media and in public opinion. And convict you some more. So you have to have a preponderance of evidence in your favor in order to get any form of a balanced trial, anything called justice or fair trial or trial by your peers, being judged by your peers, as they said earlier about rather be judged by 12 than to be carried by 6. And so this is where we are today, brother and sister. We're up against the opposition because we're breaking free. It's, again, we've come back to the Nat Turner pivotal point towards the abolishment of these peculiar brands of modern enslavement. And we're here to break the yokes that bond the people, that bind the people up, break all chains of psychological enslavement, of social and physical and spiritual enslavement, all forms of psychological and emotional enslavement at this hour. Their only objective is to bring about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, oh, my. Your enslavement 100% to make you a slave. And we're here to tell you that your knowledge will make you unfit, Dr. Frederick Douglass said, unfit to be called a slave, and your knowledge will make you unfit to be a slave. He said, oh, no, this one is not. No, he's unfit. He's not fit to be a slave. The white man will reject you for your knowledge. And that's that rejection, you can accept that rejection and go on to establish we the people, government, and anything else. Because you are up, ye a mighty people, you can accomplish whatever you will. And you have to have the inertia, the self-determination, the reciprocity, the type of inertia that propels you into productivity and abandon all forms of non-productivity and all forms of bad habitations and transform them into productive habitations. Oh, you got the level of skill. You don't lack confidence. You don't lack the knowledge what Dr. King talked about. Your knowledge making you what? Your knowledge will cause your demise. He said, demise of a people. And he said it because of your knowledge. But the lack of knowledge, huh, would cause your demise. But today there's ample knowledge everywhere you go and damn near everywhere you look. You find some form of knowledge in the metaverse, universe, on the IT, AI, the bye-bye, the LinkedIn linked out, on the Facebook, no look, the Twitter, the glitter, the Instagram with no goddamn ham. We're right here today pushing the knowledge button so that they will never, never see you as being fit to be a slave again. Oh, we must end the tyranny and oppression. For tyranny and oppression is worse than the grave. It's better that you die than to live as a slave, a modern-day slave. You're not fit to live. You have nothing that you're willing to sacrifice and live, kill, and die for. Then, goddamn it, you're just not fit to live. And that's what modern-day black revolution tells you is the only solution, according to the teaching of Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad. Use your black revolution. Use your black nationalism. Use your black Pan-Africanism against this open and vicious enemy of yours today. Oh, we must come up live for your revolution. And Honorable Stokely Carmichael, Dr. Kwame Tiration, the pain, ready for the revolution. You must stay ready for the revolution, brother and sister. This is your hour. This is your time to shine. This is your day. If not, you will. If not here, then where, huh? And if not now, then goddamn it, when? Oh, you got to come alive today. You're in the Akbarian generation. You're in the black revolutionary generation today. So you must hit or get. You don't have an option of splitting the fence, splitting the hairs, sitting on the fence. Our form of mentality destroys all forms of fence setting is destroyed in the leadership and in the network of Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. Oh, you got to face the facts today. You must come clean, brothers and sisters, and you must come real, and you must be willing to keep it real at this particular hour, this very crucial and pivotal point in the black history, in your black evolution, in your black transformation, and get all your nations on board. Huh? For black revolution, again, is the only solution. And it's not black revolution until you begin to use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. Taking a strong, hard-line position against the opposition. Is that right, Sister Switchblade in Chicago? Black power? Black power. You're there with us. Oh, my. Hope she's there. I know her mic is still on.
Black power. I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry for the late response, but, yeah, you're damn sure that's right.
Yes, ma'am. We're closer to the Halstead or Cottage Grove. Go ahead. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I just noticed too. All the sanctuary cities around the country here is having a huge problem with these non-citizens that's coming and interrupting our cities. The crime rate is gone up with the human trafficking, the violence they're attacking, even the policemen. And, you know, the Mexican celebration was this weekend, so a lot of Mexicans was wilding out. But it's all over the news how much they are being disruptive within our city and even attacking our citizens and calling them niggers and kill the niggers. And so they already come here with that anti-black mentality, and the government is pushing it. And they are more protected with these non-citizens than they are with us. So, again, I'm going back to the City Hall meeting this month when they are going to be discussing the police budget. So, yeah,
I'll be
giving my 2 cents with that one. So, again, let me check the dates to make sure that I'll be available. But, again, I will keep you all in tune. Peace and Black Power.
When is that meeting? Sister Switchblade.
I have to recheck to see, but I know it's at the end of this month.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sister. Always on the front line. We appreciate you. Peace and Black Power.
Peace and Black Power.
Black Power.
Put it to your calendar, Switchblade, October the 14th. Anybody can get from Chicago, Memphis, St. Louis, Indianapolis, gang, come on down here to Taylorsville, Mississippi, where they have really decapitated our brother and threw his body remains in the pig pen. Oh, we must stand up on it today. We must stand up at this hour for Black Power. We must stand up at this hour for divine black revolution. We cannot walk past another black body and not stand against this police brutality to end it. You see them popping up in the body bags in Florida, popping up in the body bags in Los Angeles. There's been yet another holy that's been put down with his backside on the ground. That's right. They put him down simply because they refuse to give up the posture of police brutality. Their leadership, meaning the lieutenants, the captains, the majors, the assistant chief, the chief, and those police subordinates in the sheriff's department, the sheriff and his deputies, are refusing to leave a posture of brutalizing black people, and therefore we're taking a strong, hardline position against them. We're coming to clean house in a township, in a town near you, as soon as we possibly can. We're coming there to get every black man, every black woman to stand with us against police brutality, against tyranny and oppression of black people being done by the police, by the system, by the DA, by the judge, by all of those assigned official city council people as they oppress the people in Los Angeles. Had the Spanish or the Latinos or the Puerto Ricans or the Mexicans calling you monkey and nigger in the Spanish language, and not everybody understood it, but enough people caught it to bust them, to expose their rotten behind and boot them from the city council. And the woman left and two Hispanic city councilmen refused to leave. Oh, you have to see how this thing being done. They got the Eurasians, but how about the Euro-Hispanic that's been dogging us and standing against us and in our way and coming and warming up to us just to take the job and all of these various things. There's some very strange things that have been done to us, but there's even some more peculiar things being done to us at this hour. So we must be sensitive enough to expose it for what it really is and then check it in the midst of a very peculiar brand of iniquity that we find in our community at this hour. We must stand up for black power. Don't be ashamed of your black power and your black revolution. Be ashamed that you're not in the black revolution and you're not on black power. And you're not doing what Adam Clayton Powell. And you're not doing what Dr. Cox. You're not doing what Malcolm said. You're not doing what Martin said. Because they asked Martin, said, why did they bomb the church? And they knew baby girl was in that church. He said, oh, I think it is simply because, you failed to activate, and Dr. King commanded you to activation. Dr. King commanded that you mass protest against the evil and wickedness. But it was Dr. King's brother who organized and recruited and built up those movements. He was the black revolutionary that they neglected to mention when they wrote the eulogy and when they talked about King and his work, but didn't talk about the main organizer. But now the King was a guy named, his name is Alfred Daniel Williams King, an awesome man and a black revolutionary. And just as they failed to mention the real revolutionary that was in Louis Teal and suppressed these names for 40 and 50 is not enough. 60 and 70, for 77 years they pressed this. They suppressed the information to keep you and I from our own revolution, but encourage you to celebrate the white man's revolution against the bloody Brits. We should be highly celebrating our revolution and the victory over a strange brand of capitalistic communism and a strange form of imperialistic capitalism that's been enforced upon the people. We must break the chains of psychological slavery. At this hour, for black power and black revolution is the only solution. Black power. Oh, I hope somebody black came on the line tonight. For I
black
am
power,
a black
power.
Man, and I am
black.
A black revolutionary. Black power. Black power. That's right.
Black
we
power.
Do it,
I just wanted to mention, because I just did the research, it's next month on the 17th, not this month on the 17th. Next month on the 17th, which is the Monday, October 17th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at City Hall, 121 Northwest Ave in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am.
Black
well,
power.
We support Black Switchblade. We support
black
you
power.
In that effort. And she has
black
done
power.
Many, many roles.
Yes.
To the city council in the
yes.
name of we the people and been watching on that police brutality and watching all of the forms of ducking on our reparations and then calling those officials accountable in the alderman's office and in the councilman's
yes.
office and the delegate.
I'm glad that you mentioned that.
The mayor, black power.
Steve Akbar, I'm glad
power.
That you mentioned that. Black power.
Black power.
Because a group of young people and I are getting together a policy plan where people could sign and go to our aldermans with our reparations plan for Chicago that can be feasible. And we're going to most definitely go to the alderman's office who voted for the over $52 million budget plan for the non-citizens that's here. We're going to them first with our complaints as well as our petitions to see if they're going to sign off on it or push it. We're also going to have it live too, so we're going to record it so we can get those reactions so we can also teach each other from that learning experience in that moment and see the reactions of how these politicians were smiling on our faces and want to empathize with us. But when it comes time for policy, it's for everybody else but us. So that is our plan as the young black voters, as the young black revolutionaries. That is what some of us are going to do and is putting in the work and putting everything on paper to agree on how it's going to benefit our people. Black power.
Okay. Black power.
Black power. As we thank
okay, this is Dee Dee coming from yes. Oklahoma City.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so black power. And what I'm saying is this, okay, I've heard everything that is going on. I've heard everything on this line. And I'm actually Kojic, but someone actually shared this with me about police brutality. This is an actual fact, like for real. And it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Regardless if we do, and no offense, regardless if we do say black power, we can say black power all day long and try to, like, get it through there all day long. It's still finna happen. It's been happening forever.
Well, let me help you a little bit, sister. I learned from a man named Dr. Frederick Douglass that your oppressor can do no more to you than you allow. It's just that we have been blinded by the light a little bit because of the overwhelming
I'm not blinded.
Social
I'm not blinded.
Power. I'm not calling you blind. I said we, the people, have been blinded by a light of their materialistic achievement, and they're able to harness the uranium and make a bigger gun and a better bomb. But we are bearing witness today. We showed up in Tulsa with the multitudes with enough power to stop any force that was coming at us in Tulsa, but we didn't harness the power. Tulsa on the ground. My staff investigated Tulsa, beloved, and they told us coming in that there were 300 people that had been massacred. But I researched to find there were 10,000 homes that were bombed from blocks and blocks. But this was done from the air. So therefore, the county government of the city of Tulsa City, had signed off to have these things to happen. Tulsa County government had signed off for this to happen. The state of Oklahoma had signed off for these things to happen. But even bigger and larger and broader, the U.S. government had to sign off to get any vehicle airborne. We found that the government had signed off, and when we tracked it down, there were well over 3,000 people that were massacred at the massacre in 1921. We got to change that fact that we know, that we have to go against them at that level until we can purify that government. We cannot give up the fight. We must fight tyranny and oppression until there's no more tyranny and no more oppression, not only
you know,
in Tulsa.
I don't even mean to cut you off, but what I'm saying
Black
to
power.
You is that I have black power. I do have faith. I do have faith. And the Bible, from what I know, because I'm Kojic, I have faith in the book of Job when the devil sat there and talked to God and was like, hey, man, let me go ahead and sit there and do whatever I can do. And he said, hey, do what you got to do to him, but don't kill him. You can't kill him. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Out of all of what's going on right now, back then and now, is that you have to have faith. That's just all it is to it. You have to have faith in this and just believe. And this is it. That's what I am saying. I'm not trying to override you or nothing like that because I'm just saying, I just know that there is hope.
Right, there is hope, and you're absolutely right and correct when you say we have to have faith. But the Lord also said, my sister, is that faith without works is dead. So right here, when you call on this line, you're calling into a line of revolutionary boots on the ground, people in the field that are trying to make it happen, that are trying to protect our black families, black mothers and children. Now, you said you're Kojic, correct? Are you familiar with Bishop Blake?
I'm Kojic. I Kojic, Church of God in Christ. Yes, ma'am.
Right. So are you familiar with West Angeles?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Are you familiar with West Angeles, Bishop Blake from Kojic? The head pastor? You said you're Kojic from which state?
Bishop Mason.
Mason, okay, so you're not, okay. So Kojic, what has Kojic done to build and repair black families? Are they out in the streets, Kojic members, on Sunday while they're passing the plate
yes.
to the pastor?
Yes.
To pay for the
yes,
life?
Yes, we're doing all of that. We're doing all of that.
Okay.
We're not just
would
sitting
like
there
to...
being in the church or whatever and just singing and praising or whatever. We're actually out there doing stuff, like in the community. We're actually helping the community.
Oh, well, tell our listening audience what you're doing in Mason. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. When you have your self-determination that there's nothing in the universe to beat the made-up mind, even though they have a form of determination to bring about your enslavement 100%, all we have to do is to unite in collective solidarity and go against this beast. We are dealing with nothing but a pure tan coward. I've stood toe-to-toe with Oklahoma State Police, Oklahoma City Police in many instances, and there was nothing but a coward there. And we have to stand on our own conviction and our own self-determination. We must free him. We can never believe that Almighty God sent somebody called Hitler to the white man, huh? And didn't send nobody for you and me. That Dr. King came, that His Excellency Marcus Messiah Garvey came, that Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm came, and Farrakhan is here today, and Jesse Jackson Sharpton stood up, and Ralph Abernathy, and A. Philip Randolph, and no, you don't even like these leaders sometimes, but still somebody came for you. He sent you the rowboat and the raft, and we didn't cling on. You didn't pick the rope from the helicopter because you were waiting on the Lord. But I'm here to tell you the Lord has arrived with your freedom, justice, equality. The Lord has arrived, your freedom from all forms of enslavement. We will break the yokes that bind the people up at this hour. We will no longer find it acceptable for any form of enslavement, emotional, psychological, spiritual, the physical chains. We must break those physical chains. The mental and spiritual and emotional chains, we must break those emotional and spiritual chains at this hour. To stand up for black power and let freedom ring from every mountainside, whether it's the Allegheny or the red hills of the Appalachians. We got to let freedom ring from the valleys in Sepulveda, that's right, San Fernando Valley, all the way to Shenandoah Valley, all the way across America. We must stand up and shake the opposition and take a strong, hardline position until tyranny and oppression exist no more. We must completely destroy it, brothers and sisters. It is of no good to the modern-day black man, to the modern-day black woman. We must find a way to make collective solidarity until we end this oppressive force that continues, like you say, with the police brutality, that continues with the senseless killing and murders of our young black men especially, but our young black women every chance they get at every turn in the road. We must preach this and teach this until tyranny and oppression exist no more. We must do it, brothers and sisters. If there's any humanity left in us, we must preach and teach this until we change the dynamics on the ground. And revolution, especially black revolution, is nothing but complete, it's black, complete constructive change for us, for the better, for productivity. We must do it in order our children live. The people are known by the institution that we leave behind to service our future generations. We must do this, brother and sister. We can't duck the wreck. We can no longer accept this form of tyranny. We can no longer stand and appease the white man, stand up to please the opposition. You will never be able to please him. Ask Janet Jackson. She gave her song, her nose, huh, and gave her breath, and she still couldn't please the white man. Ask Michael Jackson, gave his skin, nose, song, dance. Michael, can you give us one more? Janet, can you give us one more dance step, one more? Joe Jackson put on the greatest show on earth, and he trained it right in his own living room. And they say, Joe Jackson, you can't touch it down. We must stand to protect the black man today, to stand up for him. Yes, Joe Jackson, the head of that goddamn house, and all of that wealth, it belongs to him. This is what you got to wake up to today. And once we begin to see these things, black woman, you must start a new paradigm, a new phenomenon. Stand by your black man and see if you want to change the dynamics on the ground. Start up your movement, your phenomenon. Get rid of the mad black woman. Get rid of the angry, bitter black man and woman and child. And go ahead and work for the million undergraduates that we produce. And stop praising and raising Pookie and Ray Ray from the jail cell. There ain't but a million of us in jail. Don't worry about them numbers. Huh? But there's 49 million of us free. And we must go with our $1 trillion budget and stop behaving like you got a trillion and stop acting like you broke and busted and you cannot goddamn it be trusted. Oh, you got to wake up today. I hope somebody came up today. And I hope that somebody can say amen and black power at this hour. That's what we have to do here today. And this is why we've come tonight to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
All day.
Is our sister from Mason still on?
Power. Who's that I hear? Sister Joyce?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm black with you.
Hey, I got your voice just from you saying, one of them game shows where they say, name that song. Actually, I did that one time.
Now,
off the subject, but
Black Power.
Black Power, y'all.
Black Power.
What's going on?
Welcome
to Black Power Radio. Thank you for listening in every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Now, we just had a caller in just mentioned that there is faith. We just have to have faith and hope. And yet, Kojic, Church of God in Christ, we'd like to know, what's the name of the pastor in Mason that's over that area?
Black Power, my sisters and brothers.
Black
Look,
Power.
That was my... My niece, this is Sister Joyce, and she's gone with my daughter. So she was just overwhelmed by what she was hearing and wanted to reach out. But I will let her know and perhaps tomorrow or the next time she's on, because you have to give the kids, the youth, an opportunity to reach out, because she was just happy to be heard. So we'll just carry on from where you guys were, you know, left off. Because good, we got to have faith. We've had faith. We had faith when they were whipping our butts with those whips. We had faith today when they kneeling their knees on our necks. So faith isn't something that's not in an abundance in our community. But like the brother said and the sister said, faith without works, you ain't doing a damn thing. So let's get back to what we were talking about. And I'm all ears. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. And yes, faith without work is certainly
dead. We must mobilize our people to the nearest council chambers. Black Power.
I would also like you to invite her back as early as tomorrow or as late as next week, at least on one show as our special guest, and give her an opportunity to explain her circumstance and what she does every day and what we can do here at Black Power Radio to support her as well. Okay, invite her back if you can. You able to do
Black
that?
Black Power, I'll do that. Black Power.
Black Power, bring her on back. We tell her we enjoyed her. We understood completely what her disposition is. But as strong black revolutionaries, we have to have 1,000,000,000% self-determination here at our network, because we are responsible for ending all forms of enslavement and all forms of tyranny and oppression must end under our watch. And we can't do it not on our watch. We can never, ever say that it's not going to, we're going to end this goddamn police brutality, because we got the power. If we couldn't do it, then I wouldn't even put you up to it. But we got the power to end this goddamn police brutality, to end all forms of oppression. From the political oppressor. Yeah, do you realize they're pressing you to accept a criminal, the two criminals? Joe Biden's under indictment for criminal activity and his son. And Donald the Duck Trump is under indictment of criminal activity, him and his son. But they still want you to accept these no good bastards. You should be booting them out at every goddamn turn in the road. I'm going to bring my main man, Black Lightning, to the mic. Because he can tell you about these things. He knows what we have to do to, in order to end this oppression at this hour. And he's been on the line, and we're here with him. Black Lightning is live out there in the Washington metropolitan area. Black Power, our National Minister of Defense. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power family. Listen, audience,
Black
Power family. And take charge of all African and Black Panther property entities. That'd be everywhere. And especially, well, I know with one, first of all, our brother Ozone wasn't found guilty, but he wasn't found innocent. They didn't find him guilty of police first-degree murder, but they did find him guilty of manslaughter. So, and that's for defending himself. And he had every right, you know. And it's a stand your ground law state, open carry state. They try to pretend because he had a weapon or whatever, like he's in the wrong, but it's an open carry state. Just like West Virginia, where you can carry it in your pocket or on your side. It really don't matter, especially when you're going in, transporting into your house. So I'm just reiterating for those that didn't see the trial. They tried to railroad him every way they could. The judge was not letting evidence be making it inadmissible when those are the key points that would have gotten him free of everything. And I remember when he was giving the jury their last instruction. He say, either find him guilty of this or guilty of that. He never said, or innocent. He never said, well, if everybody don't come to a unanimous decision, then he's innocent. So I'm just saying, I see it as, okay, you can't protect yourself in America, especially if they have a badge. They're trying to make that the case. So as long as you have a badge, you have a right to grab me, manhandle me, and perhaps even kill me. And with the cop's record, a little short record that he did have, it would appear that he may be one of those that would have been sent to kill him, assassinate him, as far as him being a Black revolutionary. I believe they send their hound dogs out there like that. And I don't buy the case one bit, because a rookie like that would have had backup. Unless he was, and the fact that he turned his camera off, that shows you he was up to no good at all. And then given the usual bullshit, excuse my language, the usual nonsense rhetoric of saying a suspicious vehicle. And then when I turn around and say, looking for a stolen vehicle, but none of which the description would not have fit him at all. So I'm just saying, you can't defend yourself out here. And if you do, you'll be on trial for your life. And at least he did not get the death penalty. And that's a good thing. And I'm sure where everybody's getting all revved up for October the 14th, United Forces with Sister Crystal Muhammad, who's on OC the Great right now, actually, covering, and we'll be on there after this, OC the Great covering Ozone's trial. And it's not a victory until he comes out of there. Then it's a victory. I like the fact that he didn't bow down and say, okay, well, I'll let y'all charge me with a lesser crime. He went innocent all the way, because he was innocent all the way. So, and the next thing, like I say, October the 14th, Well, before I say that, we need gas money to get there, so $77 Bakers would help out a lot, because we're not running on vapors out there, you know, and little pit stops and stuff like that to get us all the way there, all the way back, and Taylorsville, Mississippi, where. And the brother Rashad, did I give that $77 Bakers out? Sometimes it goes so fast, I'm not sure if I put it out. But $77 Bakers will help us get to our destinations and back. And Rashad Carter, if we haven't already covered it, which we have, but it just shows that they really think they can lynch a black man in America. And nothing happened, and get away with it, and no suspects, nobody brought in, and they're not even trying, because little small towns like that, everybody know everybody, and the fact that he said it was his boss and coworkers running him down, that narrows down the field of suspects right there. So we're demanding justice from the police headquarters in Taylorsville, Mississippi, for Rashad, who was run down, most likely gunned down, tortured, and dismembered, beheaded, and thrown in a hog pen to be devoured for the remains. The person who owns the hog pen, why aren't the police investigating them? Why aren't the police investigating the boss who was number one suspect and the coworkers? So we'll go down there and let them know that even if they don't raise a finger, they will be down there to put their ass in check, and it's not going to go unchecked. And it could have gone differently. Could have gone right there on the spot. Which would have been preferable for most black revolutionaries, but right there on the spot. But we're gonna have to get justice like we've been getting justice from the rest of these people, like prying teeth. So we'll get it one way or another, by any means necessary, as I told that mayor, by any means necessary within the confines of the law, you know. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't, at least I wouldn't be talking about it on here. I'm smarter than that. Ha ha ha. They should know that. But if they don't, salute to me. Ha ha. Black power. And don't forget, Rashawn Carter, him and his family, and come out and everybody show their support and show their disapproval of black lynchings in America. Because I am. If Seth want to steal my line, I'm going to have to steal it back. What? Visionary. And I am damn near mercenary. And I am a black revolutionary, not a happy slave. Black power. I'll land
black
on
power.
That, National Chairman.
Black power.
We thank our beloved brother, Black Lightning, for the input from the National Department of Defense, and we are going in self-defense whenever you see a Black Panther into it with anybody, but especially into it with the goddamn police. Some call them the police. I'm here to tell you it's in self-defense, and that's always the case. We're not tracking down no cracker police and starting no shit with the police. The goddamn police track us down and start shit with us. When they lose their worthless life, they want to try to blame us. And then they want to try to create a commonwealth law or loophole in the law or some little cubbyhole that they can squeeze through like Giuliani does for Donald the Duck Trump, like those big lawyers do for wooden tooth hole Biden. Well, it should be time out for those types of politics. Time out for that kind of science. Time out for that kind of form of criminal justice, huh? That's what you got, a big-ass system run by the goddamn criminals. The degenerates and the pedophiles have gotten too much power around you. You have to take some of that power from the degenerates and from the pedophiles at this hour. All of them tied to Epstein. Slick Willie Bob Clinton, old Wooden Tooth Donald the Duck Trump, all tied to Epstein the pedophile. Old Wooden Tooth-ass Prince Charles and Netanyahu and all the big wheels are tied there. Some of the Bush friends and the Obama friends and all of them tied into that network. They know about these things. Damn near 98.9% pedophiles. And you talking about they're going to run a government. They ain't running no goddamn government. They're running a fucking sex orgy. And you have to come clean, brother and sister. And that's all I'm saying to you at this hour. Just hope that you stand for black power. If you fall for that, you'll damn near fall for any goddamn thing. And I'm just here to tell you, keep on pushing your Black Panther program. Keep pushing the black power and the black revolution. And see if it don't be a change around here and damn near everywhere. Because black revolution will uproot and overturn all those peculiar brands of white supremacy. Black revolution uproots and overturns everything that gets in the path that does not agree with black revolution. Oh, I know that's the solution at this hour. And black revolution is a lifestyle. Black power is a lifestyle. And I hope you adapt a decent lifestyle if you get nothing else from here on Black Power Radio. Change your lifestyle to black revolution. You change your lifestyle to black power, according to the Adam Clayton Powell. That is the answer. When they booted him from the Congress, his lecture was in Los Angeles, California, at UCLA, called Black Power and Black Revolution. Oh, I wish somebody would wake up on that tonight and come up in the morning and say Black Revolution is the only solution. So I hope you got that straight, and I hope you got yours. I know I got mine. Hope you got your self-respect, and then I hope you got yourself a gun. That's right. Your God and your gun, according to the teachings of Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. He came out of Elijah. Go ahead. Somebody trying to say something. I know they got something to say.
Black power.
Black power. Go ahead. Is that switch blade or another blade? A blade by any other name. That's what he went through the blade with Nat Turner, and he was cutting white throats and then killing them white folks. And that's what you have to be willing to deliver them a body bag in the name of
black,
the black revolution.
Nat Turner.
Black power.
Nat Turner,
power.
My brothers.
Black power.
I heard that.
You started Nat Turner. You heard
black
power.
Power.
Right there in Memphis. Come on.
My bloodline.
Right in Memphis. That started the black Nat Turner. Huh? University. For knowledge. Is that you, Switch?
Sister Joyce, that's
oh,
my
Sister
bloodline.
Oh, you see, y'all ain't scared. See, that's one thing. Don't y'all underestimate those people in Oklahoma. They ain't scared. We're trying to make a flexing around there. But they ain't scared of the goddamn white man. I'm telling y'all this. They just keep a certain way, a certain path, a certain way of life, a certain code. But they are not afraid of the goddamn white man. They're willing to check him. They're willing to stand up to him, stand toe-to-toe to him. And you get on their land and catch them wrong, they will kill that goddamn white man. They don't give a damn about no cracker name, Uncle Sam. It's just that the white man has usurped a lot of power across the land, a lot of farmland and a lot of, you know what I mean, guns and this and that. But they're not impressed by his guns. They live there every day. And dare that cracker to come up on their property and start some shit. So don't think that they ain't got it twisted, brother. It's just they need more of them with backbone. They need to learn the ways of the black revolution, and they will institutionalize the ways of the black revolution. I know a man named Arthur Farrakhan in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Huh? I know some other men there, Brother Derek and others there in the black revolution. Everybody there is scared, even though we've split apart now, but Pamela Smith ain't scared of them crackers. Got me fucked up. I ain't gonna lie to you. She ain't scared of none of them crackers. And stand toe-to-toe with them every day. So don't be alarmed, brother and sister. Don't think that the people in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas are naive. They stand on the land every day with their God and their gun. And I land my plane there and see if anything else from you. We're ready to hear from you. If anything you neglected to say all week, all day, or all last hour, Martin Luther King said, now is the time.
All right.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Sister Joyce and Denise coming on. We apologize for coming on warrior mode, but this is Black Power Radio, and we must be revolutionary at all times. Action is the key. And so we want to leave to you with this verse, Habakkuk 2, verse 2. The Lord says, write the vision and make it plain so that others can run with it. It is a very simple proverb, very necessary proverb. And in love and respect, we definitely want our young people to come on and use this platform to tell us what's on your mind. And we do thank absolutely for our Black listening audience to mobilize on your time, coming forth with the power, thinking, and commemorating, putting together, planning, organizing. This is what we need to do 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so as we listen to the upcoming dates of Taylorsville as well, Crystal Muhammad, if you need any more information concerning Brother Ozone, we will have an update on next week's Power Radio concerning the details of why our brother is still not released. Brother Ortho Wallace on Saturday around 10:30 a.m., the decision of a 12-member jury decided that he was charged of manslaughter, a lesser charge than first-degree murder. Nonetheless, self-determination is still the key. And yet we still demand, while we await Brother Ozone's release, the entire video from beginning to end. We know that Raynor actually, as Black Lightning mentioned earlier, that turned off at the encounter. And yet anything at that point could have cost Brother Ozone his life. And so we still have to stand firm. And also remember Basheem Carter, Taylorsville, as we mentioned earlier, that there is still no justice, but there will never be peace until we do continue to mobilize us together. And so with that, we thank you again for listening to Black Power Radio, Truth Brand Minister Justice, and I release to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Black Power this hour.
Black Power.
Anybody else that has something that they know must be said at this hour. Now's the time. We got open mic here for, there's 30 minutes of it, but I will cut it short at this point. We've said enough on making our point that's in our subject and covered down on police execution tonight. Ozone accused in Florida to Los Angeles. And they continue with their police brutality and police execution. But now the people are rising up to say that we've had enough is enough. And they're rising up to check them. And the public has had it with this police brutality. And we've had it with the abuse of power. And we will not allow any more excessive force or the excessive use of excessive deadly force on us. We the people will steer clear of you. And we will check you and you come at us with that. You will return in a body bag. We promise you by the God who originated the heavens and the earth. My. Anybody else? We got Switchblade out there. We got Oklahoma City out there. We got Dr. Truth Bay out there. We got Black Lightning and his network out there. Anything that can be said, that must be said before tomorrow night, you can drop it like it's hot because you're all we got. Yes, sir. That's right. And if there is no more to be said, then certainly we will. Go ahead, Black Power.
Yes, sir. Now I was just saying I have enjoyed this conversation, our discussion. I was sure to tell my niece to come back on again so that we can lead her in the way that she should go so that she will not depart from it. So, brothers and sisters, you guys have a wonderful evening, and thanks so much what you do for our extended community. Black Power.
Thank you. Thank
Black
you.
Power. Thank you.
Black Power.
Black Power.
And coming here consistently to Black Power Radio. But we know that we got so much love across America, just around the world. The people rising up in Nigeria, in Gabon, in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, in Gambia, in Uganda, are rising up. In Montgomery, Alabama, and the advent of the folding chair is a mark for a pivotal point towards the complete abolishment of our enslavement up to this hour. Black power, with a strong black revolution as a solution to all that has been in the form of exploitation or tyranny, oppression towards us must end. But it stops when we stop it, okay? It ends when we end the oppression, when we end the exploitation. And it's not an authority, nor is it a potential authority until we exercise it against our open enemy, the devil. And we rise up today to say, amen, Lord, and with all that is said now, and all that you could say, and all that could potentially be said, we must remind you that our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, said it best. Comrade, brother Marvin Gaye said it best. Oh, my God.
He gave us everything. our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.